every Wednesday from 4:30 to 7:30 at Miners Park, which is right on the corner of US 41 and Maas Street, right across from Fox Motors in Nagani. It's a fantastic market. We're in our sixth year this year.
Mm-hmm. I seem to remember when it got started, and here it is now. It's become a commonplace thing for the folks, and it's in Nagani, but of course it is features vendors that from all over, and folks come from all over, I'm sure, to sample what's there.
We have vendors pretty much in the Ishpeming Nagani area, but we also grab vendors west of the area into Dickinson County now. And also we have vendors in Marquette County. So we have vendors, everything from growers to crafters to food producers.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you have there. I mean, you've got obviously the farmer's market means you're going to get some fresh vegetables and things like that. But give us a rundown about what you can expect when you stop by.
Well, years ago, we had two markets. We had the flea market on Saturday and we had the farmer's market on Wednesday. We combined the two markets. We moved from downtown to Miners Park mm-hmm. for visibility reasons. And so it's a mixed bag. It's a farmer's market and a crafter's market.
Mm-hmm.
And we have everything. You know, right now the produce is running a little thin. You know, there's starts and there's spring produce. But when they take off, we have a good 9 growers right now. And that's pretty good.
That's really good for our
size of market.
In particular, that does seem good that you get a wide variety of items, but also an opportunity to check out some different things. But putting the two together, then with having the crafters, must make it pretty interesting, too.
It is very interesting. Now, we've also had vendors there that have retailed certain things. We had a tea vendor there that morphed out of our market and became a bricks and mortar business. So I'd like to say we've kind of become an incubator for some businesses.
Oh.
We have one individual who's a baker, and that's pretty much her main business now. She bakes for the market, and she'll bring in, I don't know how many loaves, 100 or so, and sell them. You know, so we're starting, and she's even contemplating possibly, I mean, a lot of these folks are thinking, okay, where can I go from here? What can I do? You know, I'm a business now.
Mm-hmm.
And they started at the Jackson Mine Farmers and Crafters Market.
Now,
as other markets in the area too.
The schedule again is what?
Every Wednesday from now until September 17th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m.
And the park is located right there at the, I guess, the corner of, or the actual address is what?
Well,
it's like
a corner of US 41 and Maas Street.
Yeah.
It's not really an address. It's in that neighborhood, what they call Beverly Hills Nagani. So mm-hmm. that's.
Yeah. Bill Brazier with us. He's the manager and coordinator of the Jackson Mine Farmers and Crafters Market in Nagani. And Bill, just for people that maybe are interested, I'm sure you're probably full up, but if they want to be a vendor or they want to find out more about getting involved with that or as a craft vendor or something, what is the process?
Easy. Go to cityofnagani.com and we have a downloadable version of the application right there. You can also go email me at market, M-A-R-K-E-T, at cityofnagani.com, or call me at 869-4859. We are getting thin, but we're still taking vendors. We just don't have equipment to rent out any longer. So
okay.
It's you have to bring your own tent and your own table. But
would still be space.
There would be some space. I'm
worth
probably going to try to just keep it going. I mean, we're up to 43 registered vendors. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, I remember when we first started, I was dancing at 10. 10 vendors, 10 vendors, yeah! And here we are, 43.
Well, that's the thing I was actually going to ask you is, you know, several years in now, 6 years in, and you've got 40-plus vendors. What's your thoughts on the support that that it's gotten?
It's incredible. I mean, like I said, we're thought as a community meeting place. We're thought as an incubator. I mean, it's a really good community binder for Nagani and for Ishpeming and surrounding area. And the activity at Miners Park, you know, I'm there at 1 o'clock every Wednesday getting things rolling, and Parks and Rec helps us set up. And then from there on, we got vendors come. It's just a nice afternoon. And it just, I mean, we have people showing up at the market ready to go patron wise at like 3:30. It's like we don't start for another hour, yeah. Folks,
no, we're ready though. We want to get stuff.
Really psyched about it, and that's mm-hmm. a good thing.
You got 43 vendors, you must get a good turnout then every Wednesday.
As you know, I'd love to see that thing just crowded the whole time. And our layout is a little bit different this year. It's more of a grid, more symmetry to it, and it's fantastic because it just looks full. It is full. vendors like it, patrons love it, I love it, you know, everybody likes it.
Well, it's nice also that you have it on a Wednesday evening, so it's not competing with other farmers markets or things like that.
When we set it up, we got together with other markets in the area back in the day in 2009, and we said, you know, Gwen, you're going to be this night, we're going to do this night, Marquette's Saturday, so we made sure that every market ran a different day, and it still kind of maintains.
Well, that's good, and keep that going. Again, the hours for it and location for folks.
4:30 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday until September 17th, and rain and shine, I mean, knock on something. We've had really good weather this, you know, last year was an awful weather year. We had great weather every Wednesday. The rain clouds just come in and psh, let's rain on Nagani every Wednesday. But this week or this year, it's been the other. It's been everything sunny and nice, out. A little windy, yeah. But hey, it's been fantastic.